You know, you can imagine something, you know, retail therapy, for instance. Retail therapy is a very popular form of therapy in our household. But how about emotional linked retail therapy? Imagine you're walking down a street and you start thinking about needing a new outfit for an event that's coming up. And immediately your immersive neural interface, your brain computer picks up this emotion or this thought instantly and syncs with nearby digital billboards or displays. And then using AI algorithms can analyze, you know, your past purchases, your existing style preferences, your social media activity, your emotions in the moment. It can automatically curate tailored suggestions. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are continuing our marketing futurism series, and we will be treating you to an extra short episode again today, but hopefully all the more entertaining, because today we're going to be talking about the potential wild future world of possibilities with AI marketing, specifically with immersive neural interfaces, INIs. This is the concept or the idea where artificial intelligence, AI, interfaces with the human brain in a BCI, a brain-computer interface. Sorry, throwing a lot of letters at you today. Essentially, this is hypothetical technology, which isn't so hypothetical anymore with companies like Neuralink, but it would, you know, tap into the neural signals of your brain and allow technology, specifically the AI powering our future marketing efforts, to basically align our advertising or our content or our efforts directly with our consumers or prospects' individual thoughts, emotions, and desires, with consent, of course. If you think cookie consent and GDPR are strict and controversial and important, wait till you have to get consent to read somebody's mind. You know, you can imagine something, you know, retail therapy, for instance. Retail therapy is a very popular form of therapy in our household, but how about emotional linked retail therapy? Imagine you're walking down a street and you start thinking about needing a new outfit for an event that's coming up, and immediately your immersive neural interface, your brain computer picks up this emotion or this thought instantly and syncs with nearby digital billboards or displays. And then using AI algorithms can analyze, you know, your past purchases, your existing style preferences, your social media activity, your emotions in the moment. It can automatically curate tailored suggestions. And who knows, if we've also reached the heights of AR that we've talked about in our marketing futurism. You could even try on the outfit and interact with it and see how it feels. Okay, so we talked about like an e-commerce or shopping experience, but what about just regular content marketing? How about content that's driven strictly by emotion? Imagine you're streaming your favorite show or streaming classic on Disney or the new Inside Out 2, which is still on my list. We got to watch that. And your neural interface starts to pick up that you're feeling stressed or anxious. And it decides that in the next ad break, it's going to show you ads for calming products, maybe a new meditation app or an ad for a vacation getaway. On the other hand, if it senses that you're excited and looking for something fun to do this weekend, maybe it shows you ads for tickets to sporting events or concerts, maybe an entirely virtual concert, which we talked about in recent marketing futurism episodes as well. Now we can really get sci-fi with it. And let's say our neural interface or our future neural links are so advanced that it can actually project images into our brains, where essentially we don't even need whether it's the Orion glasses or the Apple Vision Pro or the Snap spectacles. We don't really need a device anymore to engage with a virtual world or an augmented reality. In this future, our brain-computer interface is so advanced that it can actually control our neural signals and essentially have our brain believe that it's in a virtual showroom or a product showcase where it can browse products. No clunky glasses required. Let's just keep riding our wave of fun examples here. What if we could do some super like extra sensory type of marketing and create sensory immersion experiences? For instance, let's say you're a food and beverage company and you want to do a virtual tasting with like a themed flavor or a themed edition of your beverage or your menu. You could have a virtual tasting event where users from their living room or wherever they might be can experience like tastes, taste sensations or aroma sensations, little samples of your food or beverage offerings without even having to leave their couch. They could taste sample flavors. Again, try out the new beverages. What if we don't even have to actually eat the food or the drink, and we can just get all the taste and sensation goodness without all the pesky calories or something? Okay, and here's one more crazy thought to wrap up our marketing futurism exercise today. What if you could implement or put on a shared neural experience? For instance, maybe you are a sportswear brand or something, a sporting goods brand, and you decide to host virtual marathons where everybody's neural interfaces could literally synchronize and sync up, and it would experience, or it would create an experience of shared competition and running. You would likely need to be probably on a treadmill or some sort of track of future invention. I mean, we already have seen those for virtual reality and stuff, or something to get the full experience. But again, how about instead of running by yourself each morning, you can run with a group of people who are synced to your neural experience. Again, and we're right there with technology that's doing this, these, you know, social exercise equipment and stuff like that. But, you know, it's not quite linked to your brain where you can fully immerse yourself and believe you're there. And again, I'll leave it up to you if you're going to be in line for Neuralink in the future or not. But we're talking about a hypothetical future here where all of our prospects and everybody's like, hey, let's just take the leap and let's put the chips in our brains. Let's do it. Okay. Anyway, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.